Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In public that a large part of the reason he bought the platform was because of our moderation policies and disagreements in how we deal with health. This puts Twitter service and trust and safety, as well as anybody who cares about health on the platform, in a very difficult position.
Twitter service, that's one of our policies, and the capabilities we've built around content moderation are fundamental to keeping Twitter safe and growing. I believe that there is a lot of work we have to do to continue making that better. Sometimes that means more thoughtful moderation. Sometimes that means making things simpler. Sometimes that means changing product incentives to be able to solve problems through products sometimes instead of policies.
During the last all hand, you said that you trust Elon Musk. The correct quote was, we trust him. So who is we, and talking to Elon, what made you trust him?
And based on the conversation I had with him when we were excited to have him join our board, that was because as a major shareholder and an opinionated user, we wanted that voice in our boardroom so that we could learn.
Is there an updated understanding on what free speech means?
The question behind the question here, which is, where might Twitter's product go as a private company in the future once this deal closes? To best gain perspective on this, as I said earlier, we'll find ways to bring Elon for a Q&A with all of you to understand better what his vision for the future of Twitter might look like.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. All the Twitter critters are scurrying. They are scarred, totally scarred. Welcome to my show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. These people have nowhere else to go. Their world has been turned upside down, they believe. But let me just say this, folks. Acquisitions occur every single day. Somebody is acquiring or merging or doing something. This is no cause for concern except for leftists who have dominated us. They've been dominating so long, cheating, disrupting the system that they don't know how to play fair. They're going, what? They want fairness? Oh, my God. They want truth? How in the heck can we let them have truth? This is obscene. I love it. It's obscene. How dare they want to share the truth? How dare they want to get the other side of an argument? Now, look, have you ever had a debate with somebody? I'm just curious. Do you have a mate? No, I know you're sexy. I know you're conservative. Of course you have a mate. I'm just playing with you. Yes, you have a mate. Do you always agree? No. You know what happens? Whether it's choosing a restaurant, choosing where you want to plan the next family vacation, choose who you want over for Thanksgiving, choose whatever's going on in your life, you probably make choices. And you know what you and your mate do? You may agree to disagree, but you will listen to the other person, even if they come from another perspective. Lord knows what Melissa has learned from me. I'm messing with y'all. What I've learned from her. That girl is absolutely one of the smartest people on the planet. And I ain't gonna lie, I hate being wrong, but I'm wrong with her. She'll be, nope, that's not right. The other day, I had a buddy from college, Craig. And he called me up. He says, hey, Kev, I want to talk to you over the weekend, me and my brother. By the way, both of these guys worked on nuclear subs. One was the XO. The other was the sub commander of the Dallas. I mean, these are bright guys, very accomplished men. And we went to college together. And they were like, hey, man, we're going to talk to you over the weekend. I was like, cool. I can't wait to catch up. And so I'm telling her, she's like, well, who are you texting with? I said, I'm texting with Craig from SMU. She goes, yeah, we met him, blah, blah, blah. I went, no, we've never met him. She's like, yeah. He came to town, and we went to a steakhouse near the house, blah, blah, blah. And I go, no, not you got that mixed up. And I was completely convinced that she had never met my buddy Craig after he got out of the Navy. And sure enough, she sends me a picture. Here he is with us all together. I was like, oh, my gosh. And it was funny because I'm thinking, first of all, I was thinking, oh, shoot, you're getting old. You got Alzheimer's. But there was a part of me was like, doggone it, she's right again. So anyway, look, the left, by the way, we agree that she was right and I was wrong. And I took it on the chin. But I'm not mad at her. I don't want to buy out. I don't want to get Elon Musk to come in here and buy her out. It's okay. She's right. I was wrong. I don't know if that was the right analogy, but I think you get my point. These people, their world has been rocked over what? A takeover that made them more money so they can move along. And the idea that the guy who's taking him over says, look, we're going to change the rules here. You've been screwing around with people. You've been playing a lowest learner on conservatives. You've been, you know, unleveling the playing field, putting your finger on the scale. They're critters. So anyway, you heard the board member, all the concerns. Well, we want to get Elon in. By the way, that video was provided by Project Veritas. I always want to give credit to those guys because they do a great job. I will say this. Of every organization that's out there that I will tip my hat to and tell you, you should donate and support, Project Veritas is one. We're number two. I would tell you support Project Veritas, number one, and support us, number two. Because both organizations get stuff done. Now, I worked with James to break the Acorn story, and Hannah Giles was really the one who came up with that idea. I'm very good friends with the Giles family. But James took it to a whole other level, and good for him. He should be rewarded for that. But he's the one who, where that clip came from. Now, why are we talking about this again? I'm beyond the takeover and the, you know, there will be other things that we'll discuss in terms of the ramifications, and we've touched on some of it. I want to just really delve into the psyche of leftists with respect to this takeover. In no other takeover has there been this much hoopla over the guy doing it. Can you imagine if I announced to you that Elon Musk is taking over? I would be, but my employees would be celebratory. They would be ecstatic if Elon Musk took over my company. They, as much as I know they love me, I know they love me. But they would be like, what? I would say, yeah, folks, Elon Musk is in here and he's tendered an offer and it means all your salaries are going to double and he's going to, you know, my employees would be like, oh, God bless you, Kevin. God bless me. I'm the talent. Kevin, thank you. I could see an Elon Musk meeting with my people where they don't even know me. See, that would be the reaction, and it would be rightfully so. And I would happily sell to Elon. Hey, Elon, Kevin Jackson here. When are we going to lunch? We'll be back, people. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry. Dad won't mind. Because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie, too. The funniest and best gifts for mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you, and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too.
The funniest and best gifts for mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We got the transcript and part of this conversation that happened with the Twitter board members. And I want to talk about this, but again, not from the emotional standpoint of, aha, we got you, which I am happy about that. I'm so happy that we have a person in the news that is effectively a good version of George Soros, who is making the pendulum swing back the other way. And it's making the left have to soul search. See, these are the people who are supposed to be very giving and loving and caring and all that and open to all the different things. And here Elon Musk, and Musk said it himself, he goes, this is really showcasing exactly the problem with leftism. He didn't say it that way. I'm definitely more eloquent in that respect. I am. I ain't going to lie. When I'm better at Elon, it's nothing. You won't hear about it. Anyway, but that's what he's saying. Is that they can't take it, that they claim to be all these different things and they're not, and this is showcasing the craziness of leftism. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. So, Project Veritas gets this video, this audio, and Brett Taylor, who is a Twitter board member, starts out with this. I also just want to acknowledge all the emotions of today. It is an emotional day. I want to acknowledge it. Okay, you said it twice, Brett. We get it. What's, again, I go back to the emotion. What's so emotional about it? Let me ask you this. Do you think if Facebook, if Zuckerberg had bought Twitter, that the emotion of it would be, would we be talking about the emotion of the day? I don't think so. I think the Twitter people would have been celebrating. I think the left would have said, oh my God, now we own both. I mean, it's already bad enough that Twitter was leaning that way. Zuckerberg illegally influenced our elections with these Zuckerbucks, as Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis says, and they would be celebratory. They'd be throwing parties. It would be an orgy of emotion, good stuff, popping champagne at Twitter. But because it's Elon Musk, a guy who recognizes the devious nature of Twitter, they recognize the emotions. But the next statement by Taylor is what got me. He says, by law, we are required to act in the best interest of our shareholders. That's the one that got me. Because I said, see, the minute Elon Musk tendered that offer, and everybody was like, we're going to put in a poison pill, and we're going to do this. I said, oh my gosh, now they have to sell. That's what I said. See, up until that point, they didn't have to do anything. They could have just said, well, we've looked at it, and we believe that we're making changes, yada, yada, yada. But the minute the board voted and said, oh, no, this is horrible. This is a terrible thing. You got to ask yourself, as a stockholder, why would you say that? This is a guy that built Tesla. This is a guy that's doing SpaceX. This is a guy who's revolutionizing technologies, industries, etc. He wants to come in and take a look at our company and put his money where his mouth is, and you don't want him? You better have some really good explaining to explain that to me, Lucy, or Ricky, or whoever, which one you want to be. You better tell me. And that was their problem. The guy who fought his way into one of the most exclusive clubs in the world, automakers. You guys remember Tucker, right? The story about Tucker, the guy who built a better car than everything that was out there, and the automakers squashed him and shut him down. You remember John DeLorean? Do you still see DeLoreans running around? Is there a DeLorean dealership? No. The big automakers shut him down. You know what Tesla did? He beat him. He crushed him. Don't believe me. Go look at the market cap of Tesla. Go look at Elon Musk's personal fortune and tell me who won that battle. What did Elon Musk do? He said, I think I can revolutionize space travel. I think we spend way too much money. I think we can make space something that people go up and have fun. It'll be like taking a trip to New York in an airplane soon. And he's doing it. He's revolutionizing space travel, putting up new satellites, etc. He is a revolutionary. And the batteries, I already talked about battery tech. I don't know where it's going to go, but don't be surprised if you have a lifelong battery for your phone one day, or you never have to plug in your computer again because he revolutionizes battery. Or it's so efficient that it no longer taxes the grid to the level that it is. That's the level of ingenuity this guy brings, and you don't want that in your company? So what did Taylor say? I want to remind you, by law, we are required to act in the best interest of our shareholders. Why would you be freaking out if a guy who's got those credentials comes to your company? And you know what's happening right now? They are preparing a piece in the New York Times to try to demonize the guy I just told you about. That would be like demonizing Bill Gates for coming up with Windows, or demonizing Xerox for coming up with the way to photocopy. Or demonizing the guy who came up with the fax machine. Or demonizing the guy who came up with the MP3 technology for compression. Demonize these guys. Do you remember all the LPs, the albums you had, the 8-tracks and the cassettes and the CDs you carried around? And now on your phone, you have your entire music collection for your life? And then some in one little memory chip? Do you remember this? These are innovators. These are people who do stuff. And you know what the Twitter people are freaking out about? That a guy that has that kind of mind is going to come over to their company. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine if Tesla, I'm talking about Nikola Tesla was going to join your company, or Albert Einstein was going to come work at your company, and people, oh my God, I can't believe it. Don't, you can't let those heretics in here. Which nobody would say. Holy cow, man. I worked at the company that invented the transistor. I was so proud to be part of that. And Texas Instruments, the revolutionary thing of the transistor. Do you know how much energy that guy saved the world? He should be a household name. He certainly was in our circles. I could go on. Why would you not want this? Taylor goes on, he says, I can't speak to why people leak information to journalists, but people do. I can't imagine how disruptive it was for all of you. He's apologizing that it leaked, that Elon Musk was tendering. I don't know the details around this, but again, what do you apologize? Be happy that one of the top innovators in the world is looking at your company. And you know what he's saying? He's saying, I think I can innovate it. I think I can make it better. Because I don't like the way you're running it. It was okay when he was doing clean energy. Well, how about clean speech? Is that okay? Is it okay for Elon Musk to come in and say, you know what? I think that you're spending way too much money and going to space. I think that the internal combustion engine is not the most efficient. I can do it better. And oh, by the way, I think the way you run your company is a Gestapo. I can improve it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is continuing to testify before the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee on Thursday about how the DHS plans to address border security. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert asks how many illegal immigrants it will take for the southern border situation to be considered an invasion.
It says the federal government is going to keep the states free from invasion. That hadn't happened.
Some Republicans are calling on Secretary Mayorkas to resign over allegations that he has not enforced border laws. Secretary Mayorkas contends the DHS is effectively managing the southern border. President Biden is using the excuse technical factors for the nation's economy shrinking in the first 3 months of the year. GDP growth declined by 1.4% during the first quarter. USA Radio News. Moderna has asked the FDA to approve its COVID-19 vaccine for children under six. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Moderna on Thursday submitted a request to the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine in children 6 months to less than 6 years of age. Efficacy in that age group was low in clinical trials. 43.7% for children ages 6 months to 2 years, and 37.5% in children ages 2 to 6.
American workers made fewer claims for unemployment benefits than expected last week. The Labor Department reporting 180,000 people filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's down from 185,000 the week before and 2,000 fewer than analysts had forecast. The NFL draft begins at 8 o'clock Eastern Time from the Las Vegas Strip tonight. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Eye-opening revelations occurred, folks, when Elon Musk decided to make an offer to Twitter. He overpaid for a service that isn't generating a fraction of the money that he paid. Last time I checked, they hadn't really made a whole lot of profit. I don't think they've made any money. They've got revenue, but no profit. And Elon Musk says, there's a couple things at play here. One, I think I can really do some good with it. And two, it needs to be a fair platform. And it has just sent the left over the edge. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Before I get more into the Twitter acquisition, and for the record, you're going to love this segment, I promise you, because this is not about that. It's bigger than that. So let me begin it by asking you this question. If you felt beaten down, maybe I should ask it and not just give you the statement. Have you felt beaten down over the past decade or so through social media? Because a lot of people that fall under the conservative banner have felt beaten down. They've been called racist, sexist, homophobic, etc. They can't say what they want to say. They feel stifled. They get on a social media site, gather their friends, want an outlet. And Twitter says, no, you can't talk about this, you can't talk about that. This is what we want to set up on our site. It's feel good, touchy-feely. Oh, and by the way, we can say whatever we want to say about you. On that end of it, it's not touchy-feely. So they've given you rules of engagement that don't apply to their side, and they want you to believe that that's fair. Because they're socially engineering. And let me tell you something, whether you believe it or not, you went for it. You softened your language. You won't say certain things. You don't want to get kicked off. And then you found out it doesn't take a whole lot to get kicked off. Even as you do it, even as you kind of walk the line and you tippy toe, then you find out they're still kicking me off. They still ban me. They still put me in jail, etc. There was no way to win. So I get it. So here's the deal. The news of Elon Musk actually affecting a buyout of Twitter is a win for us, even if you don't know much about the service. Understand this, conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. There are many people in the conservative movement who don't get it. They're like, Kevin, I don't understand the big deal. I don't even use Twitter. I don't understand Twitter. Well, I'm on there, but I don't use it. Whatever. They're going, what is the big deal? They understand that it is, but they don't quite understand why. And they're right to wonder this. Because changes in company ownership and company management happen every day, every single day. Somebody's negotiating a buyout. It could be a little company changing hands, or it could be a behemoth, ExxonMobil merger, American Airlines and United merging, or whoever they the U.S., I don't know who they merge with, but you get what I'm saying. Happens all the time. Management teams change, different methodologies come in, different ideologies come in on how to run companies. It happens all the time. I've been part of them. I participated in them as a management consultant. So why the hoopla? Well, that's when you have to consider how the left have operated. And you understand their angst. We have words now like cancel culture. Somebody says the wrong thing. Jennifer Lopez says, while I support Black Lives Matter, I do believe that all lives matter. All lives matter? You're off Twitter. You're banned. You're this. You're that. You're ostracized. Oh, I'm sorry. I did not mean that all lives matter. I mean, I'm sorry I misspoke that all lives matter. Can you imagine this true story? How many people do you know that said all lives matter, and it went from, you know, you better apologize, to people getting their butts kicked? When I tell you this, I'm telling you, people were physically assaulted because they said all lives matter, wore a shirt about it, who knows? Physically assaulted, excuse me. Over what? Over the truth.
Well, we at Twitter have determined that Black Lives Matter really means more, and though it does have racial implications, we are talking about the plight of black people.
How so? Please, how dare you ask me to explain it? You should just know it. See, Kevin Jackson, black man, you're showcasing your intrinsic racism by questioning Black Lives Matter. As a black man, I don't believe my life matters any more than any other nationality. Now, that being said, please explain to me my racism. Because I believe all lives matter. If there's a drowning child and it's white, let me ask you. We just had this border patrol, border guy, National Guard guy, who lost his life trying to save two Mexicans. And he was a black dude. Now, don't give me the swim jokes, y'all, okay? But he jumped into the Rio Grande, and he tried to go swim and save a couple of Mexicans, and brother forgot he didn't know how to swim. So he drowned. An unhyphenated American moment. Because here's a brother that jumped in, didn't know the nationality, you know, are they Mexican nationals? Are they coming from Greece? Didn't know, saw them struggling, went in to try to save them, lost his life. Did he care about black lives, or did he just care about lives? I think you get it. There are a few leftists out there sometimes I have to further explain. But it's okay. They're here. They're listening. And that's good. They're here and they're queer. Let them go back and tell the masses.
We were eavesdropping on Kevin Jackson. He actually makes sense.
Anyway, we get this thing called cancel culture. And it was, I'm going to correct you. I'm going to talk to you about your intrinsic racism that you don't even know you have, white person, white conservative, white capitalist, white Bible thumping conservative capitalist, Judeo-Christian, whatever. You know, they got all kinds of things, and they're going to put you back in line and get you back on the plantation. They're going to make you think because you will be canceled. And many people are afraid of it. You know, advertisers to radio shows like mine.
Oh, Kevin, I'd like to advertise on your show, but I mean, you know, really, man.
Really what, you coward? Really what? You don't want to support the cause of truth, but you will buy into the lie. You will go advertise on anything involving leftism because you don't want to get canceled. I don't blame them, though, people. I blame us. You want to know why? Because we don't give our advertisers the assurance that, don't worry about them. We got you. You will be fine. So they get scared. The other thing that these lefties have been doing is doxing people. I'll tell people where you live, who you are, whatever. I will go to you. I will ruin your life if you don't pay attention. If you don't buy into what I'm saying, the nonsense of what I'm saying, I will do everything I can to ruin you. I will have people camping out at your house, blah, blah, blah. And let me tell you, with most of the time, it doesn't even happen. It's an infrequent thing, but they do it enough like terrorists to where people go, I don't want people camping out at my house. Don't be camping out of my house if I'm telling the truth about something. Come camp out at my house. I'll come outside and go, yeah, look at all you scumbags who want to believe in the lie. Who want to make people believe that I should care more about black. As a black man, I'm telling you right now, I don't care anything more about a black person's life than a white person. Oh, how dare he get all ethnocentrically racist? Huh? How dare he? What? And do you understand the irony? Of course you do. You understand the irony. And the hypocrisy. That's what we do on this show. But here's what's really interesting to me about this whole Twitter thing. I don't know if you've considered what I'm about to say, so pay close attention. What's the biggest complaint that was waged against Donald Trump during his presidency and while he was campaigning? What was the biggest complaint? I just wish Donald Trump would quit tweeting. I just wish that Donald Trump would stop his tweeting. So Donald Trump stops tweeting. And you know what the Never Trumpers are doing, the people that I've talked about on this very program? That Donald Trump is still, he's evil. Donald Trump. And he shouldn't run again. And Donald Trump, wait, okay. Whoa. He stopped tweeting. Here's what's even more interesting. Donald Trump said, I'm not coming back to Twitter. I'm going to keep doing things the way I've been doing it. Have you heard anybody say, you know what? At the very least, I'm glad that Donald Trump has quit tweeting. No. Has anybody at Twitter said, you know, with Donald Trump coming back, Twitter's... No, because Donald Trump said he ain't coming back. And you know what? The Twitter people are still complaining. They shut off the most powerful voice in the conservative movement. He says he's not coming back. Elon Musk says, I'm going to make some changes. Trump says, I'm not coming back. Okay, no harm, no foul. Are any of these people recognizing this? No. Because their agenda is very different than what they tell you. They had one agenda, and that agenda's sole purpose was to stop us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We often hear the term slippery slope. You know the term. It's like, boy, you get there and you have a choice between if you're going to slip down or if you could get back up the mountain. It's a slippery slope. I did that when I went skiing one time. I was a rookie skier and I was going, accidentally got off at a black diamond. And I saw the slope of that. I was like, oh, Lord. And I turned. I mean, the lift dropped me off, and I was supposed to take off, and I went, oh, no, no, no. I turned sideways, and I had to crawl back up that mountain. I was on a slippery slope. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com.
Well, let me tell you something, folks. We are not on a slippery slope to leftism in this country. We are in free fall. Whoever told you we're on a slippery slope doesn't understand it. When it comes to the road to leftism in this country, we were dropped out of a perfectly good airplane without a parachute. And the Twitter buyout proves this more than most things I can talk about today. And that's why I'm focused on it today. I want to make you understand that this is not, I don't care about Twitter and all that. It's Elon Musk, the libertarian, not even, no radical thought processes here, a guy who's an innovator, buying out Twitter, who was owned by leftists, far left leftists, and they can't even handle that. We're talking about a moderate Elon Musk for the most part. They can't even handle that. God forbid the guy be a little bit right of center. He's a moderate. The libertarian, which, okay, let's face it, it's kind of Republican, but for the most part, live and let live. Isn't that what leftism is about? What were we restricted from doing on Twitter? I want to just recap. Let's look at leftism, and I want to tell you what you were restricted from doing, what rights you gave up. Now, I don't even need to talk about the lexicon, words you can't say. And because these words are going to be so hurtful. Use the word, and I'm just going to use this word. I don't use the word because it's not a big deal to me. I don't use words for people that can't really fight for themselves, but I don't use the word retarded. But people do. I don't think of it as a bad word. Developmentally delayed is what we have to say for people now. I say it because a friend of mine who's got a child with Down syndrome said to me, Kevin, we do take offense to that term. Okay, we're friends. I'll respect you because I respect you. So I stopped using it. But I understand people use it. Retarded. It means slowed down, stopped the progress. It's not a bad word. Even the fact that my friend takes offense to it, I could go into it. Look, you shouldn't be offended. I'm not going to try to change it. I chose out of my own volition to say, I'm not going to use it. But you can't say it. You can't say midget. You got to say little people. You know, they mess with the lexicon. Now, what happened next? Well, pronouns. Oh, I can choose all my sexuality. So now we've got this whole sexual revolution that's occurred that you go, wow, this is very different than the sexual revolution of the 60s, where it was just, you know, women and men hooking up for no reason, you know, for indiscriminately. We have that on top of, well, let's just let everybody hook up indiscriminately. Men and men, women and women, men and women, and men and women, and women and women, and men and men, and whatever. Let's throw in animals and robots and sex toys and dolls and whatever else. That's the new thing. So we got to get regaled with how many different types of sexualities there are. And oh, don't you dare mispronoun somebody. Yeah, I was talking with they the other day, and they said that they, well, Kevin, who is they? Oh, it was Ben who used to be Jill. That's who they is. I guess now they're two people. That's why we call them they and them. So we've got all this craziness going on just in the lexicon and how we have to react to it, because the world as you learned it for decades has now changed, and you got to learn a whole new set of stuff. Or, you know what, you could get cancel culture, doxxed, or even, dare I say, arrested or fined because you misgendered somebody. You could lose your job because you misgendered somebody at some corporation. Walking through, hey, Bill, I'm Susan today. Sorry. And then when somebody asks you about it, well, you know, he mentioned to me that,
did you say he? Don't you mean they? You go to HR. You're fired.
So we can't, we got to now treat everybody with kid gloves. What else can we not do on Twitter and other social media without ramification? Well, Kevin, don't talk about Wu flu. Don't call it that. Don't call it the China virus. Call it coronavirus or COVID-19. And then they bombarded us with COVID-19 lies. Absolute statistical lies. You can't say anything about it. This is what it is, and don't you dare talk about it. We'll put you in jail, and you'll get a warning, and then we'll kick you off social media, and we will shut your voice down. And that was just on the stats. That was just on the name.
Don't you dare do it. You're being offensive to Chinese. You ethnocentric racist. You xenophobe. You xenophobe. You don't like Chinese, Kevin. You're part of the reason why the Chinese are getting beaten up.
Asian, stop Asian hate. And of course, the celebrities, stop Asian hate. It trends on Twitter. Hashtag stop Asian hate. Stop Asian hate. Everybody's calling it Wu flu or Kung flu or China virus. Stop Asian hate. It originated in Wuhan, China. It did not originate in that lab. And don't mess with the Chinese. And suddenly the Chinese became the ethnicity du jour. And you couldn't say anything bad about them on Twitter or you get kicked off. And then, God forbid, that was phase one. Don't even talk about the lockdowns and what it's doing to you and, you know, the ramifications of lockdowns and how the kids weren't learning and committing more suicides and people were more depressed. Divorce went up. Anxiety went up. Visits to the shrink went up and on and on. Don't even talk about hospital protocols where they were forcing you to take Remdesivir, which we know was killing people. And the protocols was killing healthy people going in and losing their lives over this nonsense. And then they wanted to force you. What? What? You know what I'm about to talk about next, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? Vaccines. Don't you say they're 99.9% effective. No, just take that back. They're 100% effective. Don't even get me talking about mask. What couldn't you say on there? How many people died because they took that death poke? How many? Let me tell you something. Two men in the last week have died that my family knows. Two. Under 50 years old, or roughly 50. Both of them. 40-ish and 50-ish died. I said to Melissa, what they died of? She goes, oh, I don't really want to go. I don't know. I'm not going to. I didn't say that you ask. I'm just wondering, did they say it? I don't know, babe. Okay. Well, let me tell you what I think. I think what I told you guys before. 40 and 50-year-old men, now we're up to four that we know personally. Four in the last 4 months who've died mysteriously. I'm going to make you a bet that the majority of you know somebody who died unexpectedly. It's under 60 years old. Oh, it's totally unexpected. You know, Bob Saget. What? How old was he? 60. I mean, God, he's working. Keep going down the list. I'm not talking about anecdotally like Bob Saget. I'm talking about people you know or know of. Like, you remember that guy we were at the party with the other day? Yeah. Well, he died. Huh? What? He seemed young. Yeah, he's 45. Total shock. These people killed people in the name of so-called truth. Misinformation, stopping misinformation, and these misinformationists were killing people. But they kept you off. They wouldn't let you talk about it. You're out there trying to save lives. I had a guy, I talked to him the other day, he says, Kevin, my sister took the jab, couldn't come to see us, has had a medical issue of some sort since taking that jab, and her life is done. He confided in me. He goes, I feel so bad for her because she took it. I said, well, hey, if she took it of her own volition, I got no problem. I mean, it's what she chose. But if she was forced to take it, like some of these people who took it and died within days, and they,
oh, well, that wasn't related to the shot, to the vaccine. It's not possible.
Whatever. These athletes losing their careers. People that can't function with motor function because they got some sort of a neuropathic issue going on. You can tell how much I know about medicine from that statement. But you get what I'm saying. All that said, Elon Musk, folks, is not a silver bullet. He's not going to save the conservative movement, but he gave it a boost. But it's you who can do it. And if everybody who listens to this show gets one or two more people to do the same, the results will be phenomenal. I mentioned 1 million dedicated conservatives could do this for the country. Donors and activists, not and or. People who donate $10 a month and agree to activate when asked can save this country.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.